The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. Now, if you are planning to treat somebody tonight, Valentine's Day, maybe this advice comes a little late. So this is advice maybe for people who are busy today, Aisling.
Yes.
And want to treat somebody to a nice meal over the weekend for Valentine's.
Brave.
Is that it?
Brave, yeah.
It's too late today. Forget about it. Just go to the chipper.
No, you could do today. I mean, you
could.
Could you? Yeah.
Oh, so you'd have to rush. You'd have, okay. A late dinner today or a meal over the weekend.
I would say one of the top tips is to plan ahead. So definitely allow yourself the weekend if you need to do
okay.
It. Have a nice calm environment when you're cooking for somebody or for
yes.
one another. Be organised, plan your menu in advance, and don't do something that is new to you. Kind of do something that you're a little bit confident with,
oh, yeah.
a bit familiar with. And also something that doesn't make a huge mess.
Oh yeah, you see, that's the thing. You don't want to go through the romantic meal and then have to spend 2 hours tidying up.
No.
So no roast dinners.
I would say not. Keep it really simple. Simple frying pan, you know, one dish, one pot.
Okay.
Nice and easy.
Slow cooker, air fryer. Put everything in the air fryer, 20 minutes, bang. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Out the gap.
I think that's a great idea.
I think
that's genius.
All right.
Nice and safe, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
There's something. Have you ever heard of love languages?
Oh, yeah. I hear people talking about
Chapman.
You got to know your partner's love language and all this. I don't know what it means.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you because I honestly think there's a bit of kind of, bit of foundation, bit of good
stuff
in this. So there's five different love languages. There's acts of service, gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, and physical touch.
Okay.
And like food bonds us. When you sit down and share a meal with somebody, you bond with that person.
Mm-hmm.
There's oxytocin, there's that moment, there's quiet, there's calm. It's a very shared experience, I suppose. Acts of service is the one where you do something for somebody. So you do something nice. So that's why you're going to go to the effort of cooking the meal, because it shows you care. If you're going to go to the trouble of cooking a big meal, but somebody's left with the wash up, I mean, that's no act of service. You can keep your meal, thanks very much, because I don't want to get the wash up. Gifts.
Serve the meal.
Yeah, go on.
On paper plates.
Oh, no. This is taking a bad turn.
Oh, this is great. This is genius.
No, this is taking a bad turn. This is meant to be beautiful and romantic. I'm actually going to tell you for a second what I've cooked for you.
All right,
okay. Come back to these acts of service. I've done a beautiful goat's cheese bonbons with a hot honey syrup.
Oh, lovely.
I've done an amazing steak sandwich with tempura prawns and I have chocolate mousse for dessert.
Oh, my God. Look at this. A full three-course meal.
So while I'm going to talk through these acts of service, I think you should probably start because it is literally a beautiful, romantic Valentine's Day three-course meal. Gifts is the other one. So when you get somebody a gift, I think for Valentine's Day, you've got to be really careful that, like, you do know you're human. Don't buy them something just for, like, petrol station flowers now would be, I mean, divorce papers for me.
Petrol stations do good flowers these days now,
I'm not on for that. So the gift is, maybe it's a little bit more thoughtful. It's like an artisan chocolates, you know, or something really nice, or a subscription for like coffee or for wine or something like that. Something thoughtful that your human will really, really love, I think is lovely. Maybe it's going to a cooking class together. That could be really nice. Learning to, you know. But this is for those who are slightly more romantic natives
than
the two of us put together, right? So, goat's cheese. Will I talk you through that goat's cheese starter?
Yeah, go.
That's
lovely.
Nice, isn't it?
That's really nice.
It is goat's cheese and blue cheese. So you basically buy a thing of goat's cheese, a thing of blue cheese, you mash them up in a bowl, then you roll them in egg and breadcrumbs, do that twice, and then you deep fry them, okay?
Oh, God, yeah.
So you get that beautiful, melty, oozy cheese on the inside, but you've got that lovely golden crisp on the outside. These are something that you make ahead, you have them in the fridge, and they're just like, I mean, you can see it there. Look how oozy and creamy that cheese is.
Yeah.
Goat's cheese on it won't be lovely, but I think the little bit of blue adds just a little bit of interest into that. And then the hot honey is basically, you have your honey, so it's a local honey, a couple of little chili flakes in there, season with a little bit of salt, and then you just drizzle that over. So it's like the sweetness pairs really nicely with the cheese, the creaminess, and also then the little bit of heat goes lovely. It kind of cuts through that creaminess of the cheese, which is just delicious.
That is so good.
Isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah.
It's an
absolute
winner. Yeah, it's a really, really nice one. So there you go. My next love language is words of affirmation.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just as simple as saying to somebody, thank you very much. Cooking the meal is a way of saying to somebody, I really appreciate all you do for me during the year. Or, you know, listen, we're going to, you know, thank you so much for the meal. This is lovely. I appreciate your creativity, your intelligence, all the hard work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
So those words of affirmation can be really, really important to somebody.
Yeah.
So that's another one.
Okay.
Will we move on to main course?
Yes. Let's do it.
We have beautiful garlic and herb ciabatta with ribeye steak, and then that is topped with beautiful crispy tempura prawns.
Oh, look.
It is delicious. It's so good. I cooked your steak nice and medium. It was medium rare, but I kind of went back and just left it for another minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
How are you with steak? Medium?
Yeah. I like a bit of blood, all right, yeah.
Do you? Okay. I could have maybe left it a little bit under.
Oh, that's lovely, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really nice.
Nice
steak on its own.
Char,
yeah, lovely.
Little bit of sea salt on top. Season your steak really well. So get your pan hot, pop your steak on. I use a little bit of thyme and a little bit of butter as well. So it just adds a little bit of flavour. Season it with pepper before it goes on the pan. Hit it with salt when it comes off the pan.
Okay.
And then the tempura
pepper
prawns.
Before, salt after.
Yeah, I like to do it that way. I'm going to tell you about the prawns, right? And
yes.
I love this surf and turf bit. And again, think about cooking that meal for somebody. Let's say one person loves steak, but the other person loves prawns. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a compromise, you know? So it's like, okay, how are we going to do this? And surf and turf is a really nice way to say, I'm not a massive, like I like a good steak, but I wouldn't eat maybe a whole lot of steak, whereas I love the prawns.
Mm.
So I think it's kind of, it can be a nice little compromise.
Yeah.
Tempura. So let me tell you about tempura. Tempura
yes.
is like a Japanese style batter. Really light, really, really crisp. You would make it with flour, corn flour and a little bit of sparkling water normally.
Okay.
But you can buy it in the supermarket. So companies have launched... Basically, just buy the packet of stuff, mix water, pop prawns in, into oil.
That's it.
Deep fry them. That's it. But they're so light and they're so crispy. And these prawns, like my absolute favourite would be like langoustines, Dublin Bay prawns.
Yeah.
They're amazing because sometimes prawns can be a little bit kind of rubbery and a little bit chewy. These ones are really large Argentinian prawns. I got them from my fishmonger. You buy a big bag of them frozen. Mm-hmm. But like, how juicy are they?
Mm.
And they just, they're so meaty, soft and juicy. And that's what you want from your prawns. You don't want that kind of rubberiness from them. They're like, they're a cracking prawn. And I do think the type of prawn you use makes all the difference to something like this.
Yeah, lovely. And what, you've got crispy onions?
Crispy onions and then just a little bit of shallot.
All right, okay.
So it pairs really nicely. I mean, you could do a little bit of a horseradish cream with that. You could finish it with a little bit of garlic butter and that would be really lovely. And then with that really nice glass of red wine, I think that's really, really nice.
It is delicious, really good.
The other love language that we haven't touched on. So we've done, I suppose, the quality time. So it's actually sitting down, spending quality time together. It's that undivided attention, putting the phones away. Maybe it's something as simple as cooking together. You know, it's going to the farmer's market, going for a coffee, picking up a few of the ingredients together, spending that time cooking together. Like for me, on a day like that, I've been cooking all week. So I'm kind of done.
Okay.
I'll cook for you if you clean for me. But for the most part, I'm kind of like, if I'll cook something, but I really have to... want to do what I
yeah
think. But if it's a quality time moment and it's just hanging out together, then that's really nice as well.
What else do we have then?
Dessert.
Right.
Now I've done both, right?
Okay.
I've brought ice cream.
Yes.
And I brought chocolate mousse.
Okay.
I brought ice cream because I know you could eat ice cream all day long and
I
you
love
don't
ice
care
cream.
About yeah. dessert. So again, this is what it comes back to. It's a little bit of compromise along the way. I would not be happy with just ice cream.
Oh yeah.
So, and I don't think I could just come in with ice cream.
That it's is nice. So good. Yeah.
It's a butterscotch. It's a really high quality, delicious butterscotch ice cream.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to note that it didn't even get out of the bowl, or out of the tub. Kieran's eating it.
I'm eating
out
straight
of
out of the tub. That's how ice cream is meant to be eaten.
Kind of is, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And if you're not happy, or your other half won't be happy with just a tub of ice cream out of the tub for Valentine's Day, I'm going to tell you how I made my chocolate mousse.
Okay.
I love chocolate mousse. Chocolate mousse is one of my favourite desserts.
A bit of salt on it.
Sea salt, yeah. Mm. So there's whiskey and sea salt in the chocolate mousse. And it goes really nicely with the butterscotch ice cream. Isn't that lovely?
There's a lovely little, yeah.
Now, I'm going
to
tell you, right, a lot of times we see chocolate mousse and it's made with dark chocolate.
Mm.
I've made it with milk chocolate because I think you can get away with making it with milk chocolate. And it's really...
And why is it usually made with dark and not milk?
It's just, the dark chocolate has, I suppose, a more intense flavour profile and it's kind of more deep and it's more... maybe more of an experience, but actually there's something a little bit nostalgic and a little bit lovely about milk chocolate. So I've used milk chocolate, which is about 50-60%. There is 180 grams of chocolate. You melt your chocolate into that. You put your 4 egg yolks, separate your eggs. Your 4 egg yolks go in there. You whisk up your egg whites, fold your egg whites through, then a little splash of whiskey, a little splash of sea salt in there, put it in the fridge. it is done.
So that's it.
Totally. It's so easy. It's not complex.
It's good with the ice cream, isn't it?
Isn't it good with the ice cream?
Yeah.
It's a really nice pairing. It goes really, really nicely. And I think it's that thing of, you know, it's not a tart. You don't have to be fussing over pastry or anything too complex. But it's indulgent and it's simple and it's a really kind of soothing, smooth, lovely way to finish off
really
the evening.
Nice.
So
yeah.
I love that. And it also pairs nicely because you'll have had your red wine with your steak and the red wine and the chocolate kind of finish off the meal really, really nicely.
Absolutely delicious, as always.
Thank you very much.
So if the prospect of the air fryer and the paper plates doesn't float your boat, then... as always, we'll get this up online. Aisling, though, more importantly, we'll get it up online. So search for Aisling Larkin and on our different social channels, you'll find it there. Find details of what we have been talking about. And we've had a little video as well put together, like we did last week, the last few weeks, of some of this as well. So you can get a bit of inspiration for the weekend. It's not too late. What is it? It's just before 6 o'clock. So
you could
get down. You could get down to the shops just about. Maybe, and put some of this together, but certainly you could do it over the weekend. Aisling, thanks a million.
You're
happy
so welcome.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.